is the Joe and Alex Show, and for Ask Alex, it's really simple. If you'd like to be on it, you can email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Another way is to slide into our DMs on Instagram, follow us, Joe and Alex Show, and then just kind of tell us, hey, this is who I am, this is kind of my question for Alex that I'd like her to kind of give a take on, and maybe get some calls and social media from other people. Today, we are talking to Bethany. Bethany, why are you on Ask Alex?
Hey, so I could really use some advice from Alex because I've been having a problem with a coworker, and my coworker's name's Lillian. So to give you some background, I just had a baby girl, and I've just now come back to the office part-time after my maternity leave.
Okay, congratulations on the new baby.
Thank you. So I'm breastfeeding, and so I had to bring my breast pump to work with me, obviously.
Yeah.
And so I've noticed something strange. I've noticed that anytime I'm not using my breast pump or if I have to be away from my desk for a second for some other reason, my breast pump seems to be, like, sitting in a different spot than where I left it. And so I keep pretty good track of where I put it, but it's always, like, moved a little bit over to the side when I get back.
You sure you don't have pregnancy brain and it is being moved by yourself and you just don't remember it?
Yeah. Does that have a lasting effect after you give birth?
Okay, so I definitely thought that was maybe a possibility, but because I was suspicious, I pretended to get up to do something like refill my thermos, and I washed my desk to see if anyone was messing with it, if it wasn't, or if it was in my head, like you said. But I looked around the corner, and I saw this coworker, Lillian, took my breast pump for about 5 or 7 minutes, and then she brought it back, and she looked around to see if anyone was looking at her, put it back on my desk, and went back to her desk.
What? Why would she be taking it? Is she also breastfeeding?
No. That's why I'm asking you. I'm super confused because she's not pregnant. Why in the world would she take my breast pump?
That is weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I've never had a kid.
Even if you did have a baby and you were lactating, I don't think any other woman would use a breast pump. And if you did, even in a pinch, you'd just be like, okay, I don't think you would use it. That's weird.
Right. Like, are you keeping...
She's not using it. What's she doing with it? Why is she doing something with it for 5 or 6 minutes?
Yeah. There's only two things I can think of. One would be maybe, I don't know, is it possible that can women lactate when they're not breastfeeding? Like, they just have some kind of issue where they're lactating and she needs to pump and she doesn't want to tell you? Or, I don't know, but that's also weird.
Why wouldn't she have her own? It's so weird. And it's so weird. It makes me so uncomfortable and I have to know why. And it's weirding me out so much.
She isn't grabbing your breast pump case because you keep the milk in there and drinking the milk, is she?
Oh, God. Oh, God, no.
All right, question. Here's my theory, and let me ask you this. Alex and Liv, you are pretty much now synced up on the same cycle since we've been working together, and you weren't originally. It was different. Is it possible with women, because I don't know, that maybe if she was lactating milk, because your
that
body
the other
can
girl would start
it, that like it kicks in.
Lactating?
I don't think so. I don't think that's a thing. I've never heard that.
I'm just trying to get answers here, people. That's all I know. Okay,
this is weird. Okay, so when are you going to be around Lillian again?
Okay, so because I'm only part time, I'm not going to be there on Friday. So the next time I'll see her would be Monday when I'm back in the office.
Okay, I'm trying to think, have you said anything to her at all? Have you tried asking her what's going on?
No, I have no clue how to approach her about this.
Oh, what if we called her and asked her tomorrow? You're not going to be at work tomorrow, so it won't be weird. You won't have to call her and then immediately see her at work. You'll have a weekend break to, kind of let everything settle before you go back. Would you be opposed to us calling her and just, having a conversation, just kind of getting to the bottom of it?
Do you think that she'll, respond to being confronted by people she doesn't know? You think that'd be better than me directly?
I don't know. You'd be surprised. Sometimes people, we have to get her permission legally to see if she'd go on the air, but we could just call her and say, hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show. We want to ask you a question. Are you cool with being on the air? If she says yes tomorrow morning at this time, then, we could talk to her and just ask her. It's not like we're going to be mean to her.
What are we going to ask her then? What's the question?
Well, if we get Bethany on the phone too, we can kind of help her confront her in a nice way, just being like, hey, so I've noticed that you've been taking my breast pump. What is the deal? Because you don't have a baby, right? And see what she says. It honestly might help if we're kind of the mediators.
Yeah, I would be really nervous to do it by myself, to be honest.
Okay, so if we help you, are you available tomorrow morning at this time, 7:30, and we can call Lillian, your coworker, and just ask her what the deal is?
Yeah, sure.
All right, well, here's my question. What do I get out of this? Can I borrow the breast pump?
It's unsanitary. You don't want to.
Yeah.
Okay, then if you can come back on tomorrow on the phone, because you won't be at work, then we'll give you a call, Bethany, and get you on the phone, and then we'll call up Lillian, and you can just kind of hang in the background. We'll try to get some answers to this breast pump problem.
We've got your back, Bethany. Don't worry. We can handle any heat that may possibly be thrown at us.
All right. 317-239-1009. I'm wondering, too, the questions we had, if anybody listening actually knows why that might be a possibility to take it. Because we're obviously going to make the call tomorrow, but maybe it'll help us get ready for that and we'll figure out why she might have taken it. Like, do women start lactating together at the office? Does that happen? I need to know. It's the Joe and Alex Show.